Jason, I guess of all the great things that James Earl Jones has done, his biggest legacy had to be Darth Vader in Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be. I mean, yes, before that, he was already a titan of the stage. He made his Broadway debut in 57, tons of Shakespeare, even won a Tony for The Great White Hope, which he reprised on film for his Oscar nomination. And he was also in Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove, now that I think about it, in the 60s. But yes, it was Star Wars, George Lucas, 1977, that iconic booming voice of Darth Vader. The American Film Institute voted him the number 3 best villain of all time, behind only Hannibal Lecter and Norman Bates. Just iconic. Stuff. Yes, he wasn't in the suit. You know, he's doing the voice, but it was just booming, towering stuff. And then, of course, it was really cemented in the 1980 sequel, The Empire Strikes Back. You know, like the clip they just played at the top. But, you know, no, I am your father. One of the greatest twists of all time. Also paired with John Williams' Imperial March, which wasn't really in the first movie. It kind of was in that second one. Just iconic stuff. I mean, everybody, even if you've never seen Star Wars, knows Darth Vader. I mean, that's for the history books.
And Jason, 120 movies he starred in, including Field of Dreams?
It's unreal, the amount of movies. Right. I mean, I just was watching him again in Coming to America, Eddie Murphy's dad, the other day. Won a second Tony, August Wilson's Fences. It's on stage and screen. But yeah, Field of Dreams, you mentioned, baseball movie. One of my all-time personal favorites, and one of the first that jumps to mind when I heard of his death. I mean, it was he was so great as the writer, Terrence Mann and Kevin Costner. They're at Fenway Park, and he's like, what do you want? And James Earl Jones goes, I want to be left alone. I want to be people to stop bothering me for answers. And then Kevin Costner goes, no, I mean, what do you want? And points at the concession stand. He's like, oh, a hot dog and a beer. I love it. But the final speech is iconic. You know, people will come, Ray. The one constant through all the years has been baseball. And just that booming voice. And then he's all giddy as he's disappearing into the cornfield at the end, going in with Shoeless Joe Jackson. It brings a smile to my face. I think so effective that it got him recast as the, you know, the blind neighbor in The Sandlot. You know, he's the one over the fence that owns the beast, the dog. But yeah, Field of Dreams, all-timer.
And another immortal role, the animated Mufasa in The Lion King.
Yeah, as if Darth Vader wasn't enough of an iconic voice. Everyone will also remember him from a younger generation for The Lion King as Mufasa. Sort of a return to his Shakespearean stage roots, right? Because The Lion King's basically Hamlet. But, you know, you had, I think for a lot of us, me and my siblings, it was sort of our young Simba nudging him as his fallen dead body on the ground after the wildebeest stampede. It taught a lot of us what death was, kind of like Bambi for the previous generation when Bambi's mom was shot. But upon hearing of James Earl Jones' death, I'm just having all these goosebump thoughts and imagery of like adult Simba staring up at his father's ghost, you know, remember who you are, and all those life lessons of the circle of life, and everything is existing in a delicate balance, you know, and so the circle of life, it's happened again here with James Earl Jones, 93, an incredible, incredible run, and roles like we're mentioning that will go on forever, you know, he'll live on forever.
And he also had a lot of TV roles too, Jay Frey. I mean, I remember being in Big Bang Theory. He had a star in that for a little bit.
Oh, he appears in a ton of stuff over the years. He won a couple Emmys, I believe. Gabriel's Fire, Heat Wave, and a bunch of guest appearances in like Frasier and Picket Fences and all kinds of stuff. One of the rare EGOTs, because he got a Grammy too. So Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, the guy did it all. Even got an honorary Oscar presented by Ben Kingsley, of all people, in 2011. The list goes on and on. You could talk all day. This is truly one of them. I know I join you all whenever celebrities die, but this is one of the most towering figures, most booming voices. As a kid, I remember him doing Bell Atlantic commercials, I think. You know, he was the poster child for so much stuff. It's a big loss today, but I'm just smiling thinking of the roles and Terrence Mann, James Earl Jones disappearing into the corn today. You know, like I try to smile and think of things like that on these sad days. But man, what a life.